This is Julio Martinez, your host, and I am back. We are celebrating live theater and cabaret, and the Fountain Theater has come back this summer, and it is inviting audiences to its stages. Not exactly its stages indoors, but it has created a whole theater outside in its parking lot. And its production, current production, is the Los Angeles premiere of Obie Award-winning Octoroon, written by MacArthur Foundation Genius Grant recipient Brandon Jacobs Jenkins. And I have to ask Judith Moreland, how did this deconstruction of a mustache-twirling 19th century melodrama come your way?
Well, first, thank you for inviting me onto your show. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I discovered this play like many people did, which is I saw it, the original production, in New York in 2015. I visit New York often, and I always check to see what plays are recommended or what has some kind of buzz before I go. And I read the New York Times review of An Octoroon, and it was a critic's pick. But after reading the review, I couldn't understand what the play was about, but it sounded intriguing. So I was like, okay, I'll go. So I plunked down my money, went to the theater, and my mind was blown. So much so that at the end of the play, I did something I rarely do, which is I bought a copy of the script. I was like, what did I just see? It was one of the most transformative evenings in the theater I had ever had. So after I saw it, I read it, and ever since then, I have been a huge fan of the playwrights and an even huger fan of this play, which I think is an American masterpiece.
Wow. Now, you've had some great experience. You worked as an actress. You worked as a director. You're teaching at the UCLA School of Theater. You've actually performed at the Fountain Theater production of Miss Julie.
Yes, I did. I also did the Robert Schenken play, Building the Wall, in 2017 at the Fountain. So,
yes, I wrote an article about that for the Writers Guild. I remember that.
that was me. I have a long collaboration with the Fountain Theater. It really is an artistic home for me here in Los Angeles.
Well, it seems like mounting this play would have been quite a bit of research and technical problems and manifestations. The cast is not exactly what you see when you're seeing it.
That's true. That's a good way of putting it.
And And it has been successful. It has opened, and it is running through. Through into September 19th.
That's correct. We do four shows Fridays through Mondays at 7 p.m. We're very fortunate the show is selling out. Word of mouth has been great. Audience response has been great. Reviews have been wonderful. So, and as I said, it's when you start with material like this play, it's kind of hard to go wrong. The play is just extraordinary. So I hope everybody comes to see it.
And you are performing outdoors.
Stephen Sachs was one of the artistic directors at the Fountain, and I first started talking about doing this play, I'd say maybe about 2 years ago, and we actually had it on the schedule to do it last summer, but then our friend COVID visited the world, and that was shelved, and then I heard from Stephen last fall saying, we really must do this play, especially in the light of what happened with the murder of George Floyd and the global rise of Black Lives Matter. This play became more relevant than ever. And I said, well, how are you going to do that, Stephen? And he said, I have this idea. Let's build a stage outdoors, and this should be the inaugural play for that. And that's exactly what happened. Stephen Sachs and his magical board, they created this beautiful outdoor venue in their parking lot with a modular stage, and we set about really christening a new theater. So it's been just an amazing experience working under COVID guidelines in conjunction with Actors Equity to make sure that not only the actors are safe, but the crew is safe. Now that the theater is up and running, it's beautiful. It's very safe for the audience members. We seat audience members in pods. So you sit with the people that you choose to sit with, and there's a distance between each pod. And since we're outside, the county now says you can wear a mask if you want to, but you don't have to. So it's been just a wonderful experience to sit outside and enjoy this play in beautiful East Hollywood, California.
Well, the play itself is actually an adaptation of Dion Boucicault's The Octoroon, which was an 18 melodrama about an illicit interracial love. And and you have white people in blackface or black people in whiteface. And the world gets turned topsy-turvy, and you have a very, very beautiful cast in this. People I know, Rob Nagel, Hazel Lozano, Mara Klein, and Vanessa Claire Stewart, who created Louie and Keeley Live at the Sahara. And you have a trio of, I'll just quote this, three women, three startlingly modern slave women, played by Leon Ayers, Casey Rogers, and Pam Trotter.
Yes.
What has the audience reaction been to this show?
Well, it's so interesting, Julio. This play, as you described, it's a play within a play. So it's the play starts out with an actor who comes out and says, "Hi, I'm a black playwright. I don't know what that means, but I'm here to tell you a story." So the fourth wall is immediately broken. He talks directly to the audience, and he tells us that he's a little depressed because he wanted to do an adaptation of this 19th century play, but all the white actors in his production quit because they didn't want to play racist characters without having some kind of monologue talking about why it's so complicated that they're racist. So his therapist suggests, "Well, why don't you play, and rather than shelving the production, why don't you play all the white parts?" And he thinks about it and says, "Okay." So we watch this actor put on whiteface. While that's happening, we see a 19th century man stumble on stage, and it turns out it's Dion Boucicault. And he says, "No one knows who I am anymore, and I'm depressed about that, but I'm a famous playwright." Because it turns out that the guy who wrote the original play, The Octoroon, was the Neil Simon of his day. He was a wildly successful playwright. But this is a very problematic play now because it's got so many racially offensive stereotypes in the play. Although it was an abolitionist play and very modern and ahead of its time for 1859. So we watch this actor, played by Rob Nagel, put on red face to play the Native American, the indigenous character in the original play, and then we see a Filipina American actor, Hazel Lozano, put on blackface to play the racially offensive black characters in the play. So then we suddenly are shoved into the world of the 19th century play, and we see these three actors wind up playing nine roles total, along with the three African American actresses that you mentioned, who it turns out, because we never really knew traditionally on these kinds of plays that depicted slavery, it was always from the white person's point of view. It was the white gaze. So we really never knew. We never had scenes of what the slaves were talking about to each other when the slave owners or the overseers weren't in the room. So Brandon Jacobs Jenkins wondered about that. How do slaves talk when there's no white people around? And it turns out they sound just like us in 2021. So these three women, suddenly we're listening to this heightened melodramatic language, and then when the white people leave, the black people talk to each other and they sound like us. And it's an answer to your question. The audience's minds are blown, because that's when my mind was blown when I first saw the play. I was like, "Wait a second, what is going on here? Who wrote this play and what's happening?" And that's when you just settle in and you say, "Okay, I'm on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. Let's see where this play takes me." So the response has been fantastic.
Well, I'm speaking to you as someone who hasn't seen the play, but I'm going to be seeing it next weekend.
Oh, good.
So I'm going to catch up to it. But I should give the facts of this. It is playing at the Fountain Theater, which is located at 5060 Fountain Avenue, and it's running Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and Mondays at 7 p.m. You can call for reservations, 323-663-1525, or go to www.fountaintheater.com for tickets and information. I'm really looking forward to this. As a brief parting note, I have to tell you, back in 1964, the San Francisco Mime Crew produced a civil rights show called Civil Rights in a Cracker Barrel. And it was a minstrel show about the civil rights movement. And I was one of the minstrels in it. So I.
Wow.
And for the first time in my life, night after night, I would have to dress in blackface and put on a powder blue tuxedo. So.
You're saying you have a history with it.
I have a history, but I'm really looking forward to see this. And it's a pleasure talking to you. I remember seeing you twice in building the wall, but I never had a chance to talk to you.
Oh, well, my pleasure. I listen to you all the time, so this was a treat. So thank you so much. And if you want to get in touch with me through the theater after you see the show, I'd love to have a conversation with you about the play, because the play really is extraordinary. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on it.
Well, thank you. And thank you for visiting us. And I'll visit you soon.